The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Roads and Transport, Samuel Ayipai, has condemned suggestions that Parliament passed the mandatory towing levy bill into law because of fears of paying judgment debts to contractors. Mr. Ayipai, who is MP for Ayensiano, said Parliament gave the go-ahead based on concerns raised by stakeholders and the public. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ayipai said its implementation will take effect within a month. However, it will be withdrawn within 6 months of implementation if the feedback is not positive.
The view that we have from our engagement with them indicates that they all want the project to come on, except that they were having some few issues.
So it means the consensus you garnered from the people that led to this decision and not the fear of judgment debt?
Not. You see, I don't know where this fear of judgment debt issues came in. The issues that we met the stakeholders, and then they all came out to say that yes, because 22% of all fatal accidents that we receive in this country is as a result of disabled vehicles that are parked on the road for other vehicles to run into it. So, for instance, when we met DPRC, they came out clearly. So they want the project to start. Their main problem was the counting of the fee.
When is the project supposed to start?
Actually, if the minister will go by our report, I've asked them to intensify education and for Ghanaians to understand the project within a month, but they should be able to kickstart the project. If we can't be waiting, look at what is happening.
Are motor owners also going to pay?
Yes, they have paid. Motorcycles and...
If you implement this and within 6 months you do not see change, will you reverse it?
Exactly. The contract itself is renewable every 5 years.
Chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Roads and Transport, Samuel Ayipai. Meanwhile, National Chairman of the GPRTU, Kwame Nkrumah, said the road towing levy is good and will help reduce road accidents. It should therefore be embraced by all.
The perceived lack of transparency in the industry has been the underlying factor for acrimony between the mining companies and their host communities, and the public suspicion that the mining companies are milking the national resources out of their community. The government therefore expects as partners we will be able to work together openly with mutual trust and devoid of any hidden tricks.
A road safety consultant and vice president of the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, Godfred Achiadankwa, says the mandatory road towing levy is unfortunate. He said the claim by government that it did wide consultation with the public is not true. Mr. Dankwa spoke on Behind the News.
I see this as unfortunate, and it's just a push to the truth of Ghanaians. It's seriously unfortunate. They said they've done wild consultation. We have also done some wild consultation. Probably is it because they fear about some judgment debt. That's why they're pushing that this one on the truth of Ghanaians. So when project has been done in so many parts of the world, and it doesn't go...
But the evidence on the ground doesn't suggest the fear of judgment debt. The Ameri deal is being reviewed in Parliament, so this one can also be reviewed if the fear of judgment debt is anything to go by.
So, even throwing that one aside, there's so many countries in this world doing to it, and it is never nationalistic, and it's never compulsory, and it's never forced on the truth of people. The towage system has been in practice for so many years, and they allow private companies to run it, and people subscribe to it, but not compulsory as they want to do it. And in fact, if government want to force this one compulsory on people, claiming that they've done well, it was consultation. The consultation they did probably with who was skewed to their interest, and it should be the general interest of the masses. And I must be honest, the general public have gone around from the south to the north, and everywhere I go, questioning this one, people are not never satisfied with this and become so. I've called some other people and other stakeholders, which are seriously dissatisfied, and we are coming to Accra Friday, we are meeting. But whatever paper we have to also issue, the Parliamentary Select Committee will also issue it to them. But we should let them know that they should never say that it is the interest of Ghanaians. Ghanaians are not happy about it. It is not correct, and we think something better should be done. And I believe that vehicle owners in Ghana are not going to sit down for this thing to go like that.